Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. And your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Would that be definitely will vote, likely will vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals after I mention each one. I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you to tell me if you whether you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. Okay, here's the first one. The first one is Chris Chaffee.
Never heard of him.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Yes, definitely. I will vote for him.
Would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Larry Hogan.
No.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable or neutral?
Someone else.
But do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him?
I don't like him because he dirtied up Trump.
Okay, so be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable to you?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Robin Ficker.
Yes.
Very favorable,
very favorable
or just somewhat favorable? Okay, thank
very
you,
ma'am. Favorable.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Ficker.
Robin Ficker, right?
Robin Ficker, sorry.
Yes. All right. Okay. All right, and do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I don't support.
Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, and do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Support.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now you are, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Job creation and economic development. Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
What about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
Very important.
Okay. Energy independence for this country.
Energy.
Yes. Independence.
Energy independence.
Would that be very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
And economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Family budget.
Would that be very important, somewhat important, not
very
too important,
important,
or, okay? All right, thank
very
you.
Very important.
All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, okay? Here's the first one. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or makes no difference to you?
Very likely.
Would that be much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him? Or it makes no difference?
Very likely. Very
okay,
likely.
Much more likely. All right. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or makes no difference to you?
More likely.
Okay, more likely. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, now I'd like to read you a bit of information about Senate candidate Larry Hogan. Okay, after each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Larry Hogan. It makes no difference to you. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and, you know, other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their state open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference to you?
Less likely.
Would that be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much.
Okay, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for him? Or no
more,
difference?
Less, I won't vote for him.
Okay, much less likely. All right, Larry Hogan said he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference to you?
Less likely.
Okay, much less likely. All right. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to ask you once again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote, Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Robin Ficker.
Okay, Robin Ficker. Okay. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Conservative.
All right, and would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Very? Okay. The last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses, okay? Into which of the following age groups do you fall? Would you say you're 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or over 60?
Over 60.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. You have a great evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You do also.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.